The sound of shouting stopped me in my tracks. It wasn't fearful or surprised shouting, which were the sorts that hunters tuned into the fastest because it usually meant that something was coming to eat you. But rather, this was officious and angry shouting, which wasn't as dangerous, but nearly as interesting. I stopped to listen, and when I couldn't hear exactly what was being said, I put in my electronic hearing protection and cranked the volume all the way up. Two figures were standing next to the garage under the few remaining lights of the elevated sign. I was standing in the center of a dark road, so I could see them a bit, but they couldn't see me at all. The hulking one in all the body armor was obviously Agent Franks. The thinner man in the trench coat was unfamiliar, but he was the one doing the shouting.
"Stuff it! I don't care what Myers would have done. Myers is out. This is a task force mission now. If you don't like it, call your new boss. Stark will tell you the same thing. Stay out of our way."
"Sir." Franks didn't so much as raise his voice, but he still managed to sound dangerous.
"With all due respect."
The other man was oblivious to just how lethal Franks could be.
"I don't want your opinion, Agent. MCB is glorified crowd control, and I don't see any witnesses here for you to intimidate. Man your little roadblocks and write your press releases. If we need a trigger pulled, we'll call you. Until then, we'll do the heavy lifting."
Franks wasn't deterred.
"This smells like decision week."
"The task force will make that determination after we inspect the evidence, not you. Mr. Stricken wants you back in Las Vegas. You're too stupid to make policy decisions."
I was shocked that Franks didn't simply reach over and pull the man's arms off. I wasn't aware that you could insult Franks that directly and live. But Franks stood there, absolutely motionless, and just took it. How powerful were these unicorn people?
"Director Myers was deluded. The president made his call. They keep you around to kill things, Agent Franks, not for your brains. You're a relic. You're a monster that's been given too long of a leash. Your handlers have given you too much leeway for too long. You'll shut up, get in line, and do what you're told. Get that through your thick, armor-plated skull, and we'll all be better off."
"You need me,"
Frank said, so quietly that I could barely pick it up.
"If it was up to me, we'd dismantle you and bring back the Nemesis Project."
The stranger was actually stupid and prideful enough to laugh at Franks. Franks' manner changed, just a little shifting of his stance, but I could sense the sudden danger from where I was. Franks had just switched from obsequious government employee mode to kill your ass mode. This ought to be good. The new guy must have caught the subtle difference, too, as the laughter quickly died. The agent gently placed one large hand on the stranger's shoulder.
"Mr. Foster, I've been ordered to tolerate you people. If you ever mention Nemesis around me again, that tolerance ends, along with your life."
He said it in such a way, so casually, that there was absolutely no doubt he was telling the truth.
"Tell Stricken that I'll follow the president's directive, but the next STFU toady that annoys me leaves in a bag."
Franks must have given a little squeeze, because Foster yelped in pain.
"Understand?"
Foster nodded vigorously and scurried away. It was amazing how fast roles could reverse with good old-fashioned threats of serious bodily harm. Franks turned, looked right at me, and began walking my way, taking long, angry strides. Uh-oh. I thought about running, but if he was mad at me, it wouldn't have done any good. I stood my ground. "Franks?" He stopped in front of me.
Pitt?
It was obvious that he'd known I was listening. Well, he had just said he could see in the dark. So what's Project Nemesis?
Classified.
Decision Week?
Classified.
Okay, then. We both stood there awkwardly for a moment. I looked around the desert, stuck my hands in my pockets, and began to whistle. Frank seemed pained.
Still want to help?
That had to have been difficult for him. Sounds like you're thinking about doing something through unofficial channels. He shrugged. Depends. Will the president be upset?
I've killed ogres smarter than this administration.
Franks answered unexpectedly. Rather than wait for my answer, he began walking toward one of the parked MCB helicopters. It was a difficult and dangerous choice. Get involved in power struggles that were way over my head and maybe get some answers, or stay put and miss out on information relating to some very strange and potentially world-altering events. I really didn't have a choice. Being a monster hunter isn't just a job for some of us. It's a calling. I was a meat shield for the entire human race. Innocent people were alive because of the hard choices I'd made and the risks I'd taken. It was a track record that I'd like to keep. I'm such a sucker. I followed him. Where are we going?
Classified.
It was shaping up to be a long night. Chapter 8. I left a message with Julie telling her that I would be out of pocket for a bit. Couldn't say where I was going, how long I'd be gone, but not to worry, I'd explain later, and that I'd find a ride home. It says a lot about our relationship that that wasn't a particularly strange call by our standards. The MCB Blackhawk was downright plush compared to my usual ride. Okay, it was still pretty Spartan, but I didn't see anything wrapped in duct tape. Agent Frank sat across from me. Of course, he didn't feel like talking, and he just sat there with an F-2000 rifle resting on his lap. The pilot and co-pilot were the only other people on board. Franks had given them a few instructions, and we'd taken off, heading east. I couldn't tell what direction we'd gone from there, because it was dark, and the rare lights out the windows didn't reveal any landmarks. My few attempts at conversation had ended in some variation of
classified
or a blank stare. I swear that sometimes he was like this just to piss me off. Franks acted like he had an exact number of words allotted to him every day, and that he'd be heavily penalized if he went over his limit. Sadly, he saved most of his complete sentences for threatening people, and managed to accomplish most of his communicating through scowling, blinking, and radiating malice. I knew his secret. The thing that we all knew as Agent Franks had been the inspiration for the fictional Frankenstein's monster, and had been around for a very long time. His creator, the alchemist Conrad Dippel, had died in the 1700s, so Franks had to have been first stitched together sometime before that. His very existence piqued my curiosity, but it was all for naught. So, Franks, when did you come to America?
Classified.
You weren't, I tried to think of the right word, born here. Why'd you immigrate? He stared at me for a second.
Classified.
Sweet. I had gotten both possible responses to a single question. I was making real headway here. After that achievement, I decided to take a nap. A change in air pressure woke me up. Franks didn't appear to have moved an inch, but my watch told me an hour had passed.
ETA 5 minutes,
Frank stated.
When was your last psychic episode?
It took my sleep-addled brain a moment to process that.
What?
When was your last psychic episode?
He repeated. He wasn't supposed to know about that. Franks had been my bodyguard during the incident with the condition and my last exposure to the old ones, but I'd done my best to keep it from him, though he'd certainly been around for enough to know that I wasn't ordinary. No, I'm not... But he just kept staring at me with those remorseless, merciless, borrowed eyeballs of his. Fuck you, Franks.
Classified.
He tilted his head to the side, probably deciding how to kill me without messing up his nice helicopter.
If I cared, I would have done something last year.
He had me there. Myers had been eyewitness to me being bitten by a zombie and not dying. If the MCB gave a crap, they had more than enough to lock me up for study and evaluation. Besides, Franks didn't seem too particular about that sort of thing. He only cared if oddities like me were useful for completing his assignments. But damn it, I didn't want to tell him anything. Fine. But you answer some of my questions, I'll answer some of yours. That wasn't very likely. I was safe. Frank stared at me. Back to square one. I looked out the window. There were more lights below us, big orange security lights in a gigantic grid pattern. There were lots of fences and strange, squat, white buildings. None of it was familiar. Franks cleared his throat. I turned back to him.
I came for the war.
Franks was going to talk? No way. He wasn't going to get off that easy. Which war?
The first one.
I thought about that for a second. America's first war, or...
I was a Hessian.
It was so out of left field, it took my brain a moment to run back through its trivia vaults. A Hessian? Like the Germans that fought in the Revolutionary War? Whoa. Man, that's crazy. No way. Franks's expression said, yes, way. Logically, I knew that Franks was much older than that, but that certainly put things in perspective. Wait. The Hessians worked for the British. You switched sides? Why?
Benjamin Franklin asked nice.
Ben Franklin? Really? That's amazing! You knew the guy that invented electricity. Franks raised an eyebrow. You can't invent electricity. You know what I mean. I can't believe you met Ben Franklin. I waited for him to continue, but he just went back to glowering at me. That meant it was my turn. Assuming he was telling the truth, and of the many horrific things that Franks was, I'd never taken him for a liar. That was an astounding amount of information. No doubt if I ever shared it with anyone, he'd break me in half. I had no choice but to talk. Okay, then. My last incident was right after the Arbunet battle. I didn't think I needed to disclose that the last experience was reading his superior's mind and discovering that Agent Myers had once been involved in some horrific, illegal, and amoral things during his contractor days. Specifically, he had been complicit with Ray Shackelford IV in allowing Martin Hood to animate the dead in order to collect puff on them. It was embarrassing for Myers. Not that I cared, but more embarrassing for MHI and the Shackelford family name, and that I did care about. Nothing since then.
Nature of the ability?
It's happened half a dozen times, tops. Began with Lord Machado, aggravated by exposure to their artifact, which I hope you bastards have locked up nice and safe somewhere. He tilted his head in the other direction. Memories. I can view memories. Frank's eyes narrowed suspiciously. Not yours. Ever. Trust me. I don't want to see what's in there. It's only happened with physical contact. It seems like they have to be thinking about that particular memory, and I have to really want to know. There was a lot more to it than that, like my experience inside the mind of Carlos Alhambra, or when I tried to help Earl against the demon Hood had put into his head. But screw Franks. He'd known Ben Franklin and wouldn't talk about it. If he got to have such awesome secrets, so did I. That's pretty much it.